through all of the trends, through all of country music's ups and downs, one thing country music fans have come to rely on is that Bobby Mackey's country is real country. Bobby's been doing country music his way every day for over 30 years, and he just celebrated his 70th birthday. He's nowhere near slowing down. In fact, he's back with a brand new album ahead of schedule. Bobby Mackey, welcome to WVXU.
Thank you very much. Great to be here, and what a beautiful day.
Welcome back. I should say, because you were just here to talk about the Northern Kentucky Music Hall of Fame, and at that time, I thought that your new record wasn't going to be ready till about the end of the summer, but all of a sudden, you hurried up and got it done.
We got on the ball, and that's why I say it's a beautiful day that the new album is out, and got some great news. The first week out, it's on the country up-and-coming chart.
Congratulations on that.
That's a good start.
The record is entitled "I'll Go Down Swinging."
Yeah.
Bobby, what are you swinging at these days?
The title song, "I'll Go Down Swinging," it's an old Bill Anderson song, and Porter Wagoner had a big hit on it in the 60s. And I thought, you know, people haven't heard this song for many years. So I recorded it, liked the way it turned out. And I've been working on this album for 3 years.
Wow.
I had another album out since that, but when I recorded this, I did 30 songs, and I picked out some for the first album, and this finally worked on this one for the other album.
That's like picking your favorite child, isn't it?
And I'm the world's worst. I just can't pick them. So we got a promotion company that's working with us, and we presented this album to them, and they picked from their point of view, which they promote to radio, and their point of view of what they can make happen and whatnot. You know, so they picked Lucille. The old song you picked, "A Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille," it's on the album, and I did a different version, completely different than what Kenny Rogers did. It was a number one hit in 1977 for Kenny Rogers, and that's the song they're leaning on.
You know, another song that caught my ear on the record was your cover of "I'm Not Lisa."
I just had a thought about it. I love the melody to the song always, and I got thinking about it, and I turned it around, and it's same song, just a different atmosphere about it.
Is that a song that you perform with your band, or did you just do that in the studio?
I started doing it with the band first. They knew it. They had played it with some female singers, and I just learned it that way and done it, and I got a good reading from the crowd from it. And then I thought, I'm going to record this, so I quit doing it on stage. I wanted to wait for it to be new now, see? So the recording really turned out good, I think. You know, playing at the nightclub, I get a good feel for what my crowd is looking for. And I'll tell you, the crowd can't find a lot of country anymore.
I was going to ask you if you had watched the Country Music Awards a couple of weeks ago.
5 minutes.
what was that? I mean, I heard, other than maybe Chris Stapleton,
yeah.
You know, I heard hip-hop and I heard R&B and really slick production. Your record couldn't be more different from
yeah,
that.
And it's me. You know, it's what I am, and I'm not trying to make myself what that is. And I've got a song on the album that I wrote called "What They Call Country Is Not Country. They Just Stole the Name," which says a whole lot. And I wish they would use some other name and give us back country. But I'm really, really proud of this album.
Yeah.
I've been recording for years, and the passion for the music has never gone away. And I really feel like I have captured the passion in the studio this time. And it was always hard for me to sing in the studio because I like the live audience. I always feed off a crowd. And if there's no crowd there, just a microphone, you know, it's different. And this time I really captured the passion of singing live on stage, I think.
And some of the songs are your own originals.
Yeah, I wrote the What They Call Country, and I wrote a song called "This Day Was Made for Us."
Oh, that one kind of made me cry.
You know what? It gets to me, too. I love the song. And I'll tell you when I wrote it. The last time that the great Merle Haggard was in town, he was at Taft. And it was in June, about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And my wife and I love Merle Haggard. He's my all-time favorite singer. So we had tickets going to go see Merle. And it was a Wednesday night. And every time he'd come around and be in town, it'd be a Friday or Saturday. We always had to work, so we never could really go and enjoy Merle Haggard. Well, this time it was a Wednesday, and she was at the nightclub doing some work. But we were talking on the phone, and I said, "Wow, we're going to see Merle tonight." I said, "This day was made for us." And I hung up, and in 30 minutes, I called her back and sang it to her.
Oh, my gosh.
Wrote it that quick. It just wrote itself.
I'm so glad you told that story, because to me, when I heard it, and this is, I think, a sign of a great song, that it means different things to different people, I thought of a wedding.
Oh, perfect. I've had in my mind, and I've said it many times, that this would make a great wedding song.
My guest is singer, writer, entertainer, and businessman Bobby Mackey. And Bobby is a member of the Northern Kentucky Music Legends Hall of Fame. You stayed active with that group as well, Bobby. And that celebration is coming up?
Yes, it is coming up here, and some great talent going into the Hall of Fame this year.
You were in the first class.
Yeah, I was very lucky. I was in the first class and with some great talent, Kenny Price and Bonnie Lou and Bob Braun and wow, some great ones.
There's another song on the record called The Great Haggard Songs.
Oh, yeah, this song. I'm telling you, I wrote this song. It's the only thing that I could do when I first heard about Merle Haggard passing away. I was in such a mood, and I'll tell you, the mood comes through in this song. Wrote a song called The Great Haggard Songs, and there's a line in there called, "There will always be a heartbeat in the great Merle Haggard songs." And that's how I felt. My mood is on there.
Where did you record, Bobby?
I recorded at Red Brick Studio in Columbia, Kentucky. A good friend of mine, Danny Bailey, he and I had a little studio together in Nashville 25 years ago. And he left Nashville and come back up to Columbia, Kentucky, and he hooked up with a lawyer friend of his, and they built a great studio, Red Brick Studio. It's right in Public Square. You can see the old courthouse. You know, when you drive into a town where you're looking right at the courthouse.
Oh, sure.
You go around to the right, and then you come back out on the left.
A million towns like that. Yeah.
The studio's right in that square. And you can see out the window, you can see people driving around the courthouse.
Who played on the record with you?
A bunch of Nashville musicians. Danny brought musicians up from Nashville. It's only a two-hour drive from Nashville to Columbia. And some great various musicians over the whole album. We've had different ones. This is the best thing I've ever done.
You going to do any touring to promote this record, Bobby?
Well, you know, that's the one thing that I probably won't do. You know, maybe it's a 70-year-old thing.
Well, I think technology has changed so much you don't have to get out there as much.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can reach the world. You know, I plan to just stay right there at the club. That's been my life. That's where I've been for 40 years. And I plan to stay right there Friday and Saturday night, and I'm not going to do much playing outside there. But, you know, if I had a little pressure, I might. I
don't know. I'm guessing you'll be able to pick up a copy of the record at your club and also through your website.
Yeah, and on iTunes and Amazon, and it's selling already, the downloads. And I've picked up a lot of fans through the paranormal world.
Yeah, there's that. That's another interview.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, because you got a couple of paranormal guests hanging out at the club, don't you?
That's what they say. I've never had no conversations with them myself. But I don't like to say a lot of negative things because so many people do believe in it. And I don't want to step on nobody's toes, but it's not my thing. I'm not into it. I wouldn't know it if I saw it. I know a good song when I hear it. But otherwise, I didn't want that to get out. Carl Lawson, the caretaker for me when I first opened 40 years ago, he lived in the house, closest house to the building. And he started working for me, cleaning up and stuff. Great kid. Carl's no longer with us. He passed away. Rest in peace, Carl. But he started trying to tell me things. And I said, "What are you trying to tell me?" And when I picked up on what he was trying to say, I said, "Carl, I don't want to hear nothing about that. And I don't want you to tell nobody." So anyway, it finally got out about 10 years later, and I can't stop it.
Bobby Mackey says when it comes to singing country music, he knows only one way, the traditional way, and he's been singing true, real, traditional country music all of his life. It works for your fans, Bobby, and it works for you. It's been working for more than four decades as a visit to his club in Wilder, complete with mechanical bull, line dancing, and the best darn band around.
Yes.
And maybe a ghost or two will prove. The new record is I'll Go Down Swinging. It's available now. For more info on Bobby Mackey, his club, his music, anything else you want to know about this true treasure of Kentucky, visit our website, wvxu.org. Bobby, you got any plans to retire?
Maybe 10 years.
I'm sure when you do, you'll go down swinging.
Yes, I will. I've been there 40. Why not 50?
Bobby, thank you so much for bringing the new record, and much luck with it, and look forward to hearing it all over country music radio.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
You betcha. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
But at least I'll go down swinging. What a swinging way to go. At least I'll go down swinging. What a swinging way to go.